spooky session. It is Tuesday, April 9th, so let's boogie. Hopefully the eclipse was super cool. I'm not in the path of totality, so I didn't get a chance to see it that way. I'm hopeful that one day I will. But you want to see the spread? Go to LVXMediaNet on Instagram. It's published in the stories. I am using Santa Muerte tarot today. All right. The theme, inverted Queen of Pentacles. Keywords are selfishness, greed, and insecurity. The tool card is the inverted Three of Cups. Isolation, loneliness, and imbalanced social life. The obstacle is the inverted Hermit. Isolation, loneliness, and social rejection. The advice card is the Seven of Cups. The message being reawaken playfulness and joy and curiosity. Lacking purpose is probably having a dampening effect on your life. The sixth instinct is Saturn. Keywords for this one are reality, contraction, and effort. All right. The moon phase, waxing crescent, as it will be for the rest of the week. So now that we are starting fresh from the new moon yesterday, now we're building momentum in the waxing crescent phase as we start putting our intentions into motion. So, putting it all together, this is not a great one. I'm sorry. It's like we have one diamond in the rough every couple of days. But so the message of the card, the theme card, I mean, is an overall disconnection from the best characteristics of the Queen of Pentacles. It's actually a really great card to get when it's upright. The underlying meaning right here is typically that priorities are being misplaced and misdirection is compromising our integrity and the integrity of our journey. The tool that we've been given to overcome this isn't great either, but we can make something out of it. We can make it work. The inverted Three of Cups, it's a sign of being overly committed to work or to school, whatever it is that, you know, consumes most of your time, and that we're not giving ourselves a chance to unwind. The oracle reading yesterday was very heavy on taking care of yourself, and this is a continued reminder that this is important. Take this to be the tool to combat the theme card. We're going to make it awareness. The only way we're going to step out of the funk is to step out of the funk. Imagine that. The advice card is a clear message of doing exactly that. Reignite flames of fun and recreation. Pull the dampener off of your life, which was an excessive commitment to work, whether that's like a career or school or whatever. The obstacle to realizing this is the self-sustaining cycle of being alone. You know, when you pull away from people to recharge, or maybe you were hurt in some way, and that being alone, like, it helps, it's useful for me. So, but when you do too much of it, it starts to turn swampy. I think that's just the word that came into my head. Things start getting weird. So you start falling into that funky swamp situation. Swampy funk might be better. And so that makes you feel more detached from people, which keeps us from reaching out, and thus we stay more isolated, which drives us deeper into the funk. You get the idea. The sixth instinct, I think, is the perfect remedy to this. The Saturn card signifies a strong urge to overcome difficult situations through concerted effort. You're not going to get out of the funk until you get out of the funk. That's, I think, might be the word of the day. The moon phase, this is the beginning of the momentum building portion. So if you haven't set intentions for the moon cycle yet, it's a pretty simple one, is to get out and be among people. It's a pretty easy one to undertake, I think. The stone today, rose quartz. The best uses for this are all centered around some form of love, self-love, romance, friendship, whatever the case is, family, you know. In the context of the reading, I think it can be best used for self-love to overcome the, you know, the shitty feelings that are keeping us as a recluse and help us feel our best when we step out to connect with the people we care about, and gives us the inspiration, I'll say, to show them that we care about them. So there you go. That's Tuesday, April 9th.
All right. For today's theme, we have the Phoenix Oracle. It says, yeah, summoned, your flesh rises from the ashes and into the expansive flame of your soul. So obviously the Phoenix represents life, death, and rebirth. So with this card being pulled, it says you are about to embark on a fresh journey, but before you can welcome the new, you must be willing to shed something old. Seems like there's a theme within yesterday and today with releasing stuff. Do not consider this process to be a sacrifice. Instead, consider it to be a trade-in or an upgrade rather than a loss, for what you will receive in return will be much improved from what you have now. Even if you are happy with your current situation, pulling this card is a sign that there are bigger, better things just over the horizon. Additionally, the Phoenix card also represents a breakthrough or significant change in circumstances. What you have inquired about today is nearly at its end. In this way, Phoenix represents hope for a new beginning. You may be the lucky receiver of a financial windfall, suddenly find a solution to a long-term problem, or move past troubles in a relationship. Be at peace, for soon all will be well. For today's blessing, I pulled the Pegasus card. Break free, dear one, spread wide and far, for you are containable, you are limitless. With this card, you are on the cusp of an expansion, and there is a limitless potential for where you can go from here. A new journey is upon you. While you don't know where this journey will lead, you're willing to take the first step towards what may be one of the most important moments of your life. It doesn't matter if you don't feel ready just yet, as Pegasus is here to catch you as you step off the cliff. You will be guided to the right resources and opportunities, teachers and companions at just the time when you need them. When this card does come up in a reading, it is your sign that now is the time, but do be mindful to approach the journey with an open mind and heart. This is your time to experiment and explore through the eyes of wonder, and you will fall into the arms of things you've never thought you're possible. Don't overthink things and say yes as often as you can. No choice is a mistake, and no experience will be wasted. The Pegasus card is also a good sign for marriage or welcoming a new baby, for surely both are new uncharted adventures. So that's something that you've been wanting or inquiring about. There you go. For today's obstacle card, I pulled the Maiden Oracle. Demand what is yours and take back what was taken. Reclaim until you've gathered all of you. So with this card, it brings you an invitation to stand at the gates of your increasing power. You're guided to reclaim your inner warrior, your divine feminine energy, and your primal force of creativity. Perhaps you are afraid of how powerful you truly are. You can feel it in your bones, but worry it will spin out of control. Or maybe you were taught to reduce your power so as not to scare others away. There are many prisons placed on wild women by those who are afraid to embrace the strength of a woman unleashed, but to reduce this strength within you is to dampen your soul's purpose in this lifetime. So with this one, it's just get yourself back, take back your power from whoever's trying to take it from you or whoever's trying to shut you down. Don't let them dim your light. So with this day, just again, know that you're going to be releasing some more stuff. Like I said, we are in retrograde, Mercury retrograde until April 25th. During these times, it's good to try to purge some of the bad out of your life. And then especially with yesterday's eclipse, that was a pivotal day to really think about what it is that you're trying to release. And just know that good things are coming your way, and just embrace what's coming your way. And that is Tuesday.
Fun. That was the, you had Phoenix. That was the theme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that card reminded me a lot of the...
Or Phoenix, Phoenix was the theme, yeah.
Reminds me a lot of the tarot card of death. Has a lot mm-hmm. of the same qualities. And
yeah.
Like, I kind of get it when you don't really know and you just pull out the card and it says death, spooky skeletons on it. And of course, it's going to be scary. And you think somebody's mm-hmm. gonna die, but no, it's exactly the same thing as the Phoenix. It's like something now has to end for the better tomorrow to start.
Just so. Like the sign Scorpio, Scorpio is also representative of death and rebirth. Not in that literal sense, but the same thing. Yep, the same thing. And as a Scorpio rising myself, I embrace that part of my natal chart.
I don't know. I don't remember what my rising is. I think I'm a Libra moon. I think.
Mike, I can't.
I'll check another time.
All
right. So if you'd like to see how I put all this shit together, patreon.com/LVXMediaNet. There's a pretty fun video. That kind of depends, like the time kind of depends. It's at least 30 minutes, but it can get up to somewhere in the neighborhood of an hour, depending on how long I take. But otherwise, LVX Media Net is the social media handle everywhere. If you can't find it, we're not on it. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, what's your rising sign? Call or text 833 Lux Pods. If you want to have your audio cut in, leave a voicemail. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow.
I also want to know your sun and your moon sign as well.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in that.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, shit. That actually reminds me. On the website, lvxmedia.net, you see the correlation with the fucking social media handles. I'm pretty good at this. If you go to lvxmedia.net/spooky, if you scroll down, there is a form you can fill out if you would like a personalized reading. I do show like the different art or the artwork for the different decks I have. I think it's important for you to pick your favorite one whenever I do that. And yeah, there you go. It's free. But if you're doing something complicated, it's going to take me a while to do it. Otherwise, let's let's get the hell out of here. It's tomorrow. Same Mookie time, same spooky place.